voters in western Massachusetts are sticking with Democrats in the state house. Adam Hines cruised to victory in the race to replace retiring Massachusetts State Senator Ben Downing. Hines, a Democrat, beat Republican Christine Canning by a roughly 70-30 split.
After 9 months, I'm excited to put the campaign behind us and start doing the real work that that motivates you to get in the race in the first place. And so I'm incredibly grateful for the voters giving me the trust to try to do a lot of good work.
Downing, a popular Democrat who has represented the 52 communities of the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hampden district for a decade, endorsed Hines in October. With many initial priorities in mind, Hines says he anticipates a smooth transition from Downing.
It's a list that includes doubling down on the economy and getting our infrastructure in place, be it broadband or transportation elements, making sure our small and middle-sized businesses are growing. I've been very adamant about talking about school funding. Ben Downing has been great on energy and accelerating the transition to green energy, and that's a priority for me as well.
Pittsfield voters also decided to send Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier back to the state house. The Democrat secured a third full 2-year term representing the 3rd Berkshire District. Farley Bouvier beat independent Pittsfield City Councilor Chris Connell 66-34%.
The voters made a really clear choice that they're happy with the direction we're going with this, with me in office, that they care about a progressive, effective legislator. That's what they wanted. That's what they see in me. And I'm really proud to be part of Team Pittsfield.
Having already run a coordinated campaign with Hines, Farley Bouvier says she expects to work well with the freshman senator.
Pittsfield's about a fourth of the district, so Pittsfield needs to be a priority for him. And as I said, it's always all about Team Pittsfield. So, Adam is now a part of Team Pittsfield, and I think he's going to be an effective legislator.
Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer, a Democrat who was elected in 2015, embraced Farley Bouvier with a hug during Tuesday night's joint election watch party in the city.
Now we got a real chance to work together.
As co-chair of the House's Progressive Caucus, Farley Bouvier says paid family leave and criminal justice reform are high on her list for the upcoming legislative session. Pittsfield voters also approved the Community Preservation Act by a 63-37% split. The 1% property tax surcharge will fund historic preservation, open space, and housing efforts. Joe Derwin of Preserve Pittsfield says a committee will be formed to develop potential projects.
Right now, the Parks Department's priorities at the moment are really divided between Springside Park and Durant Park. Right now, we have new master plans for both of those parks, and we're looking at a number of different amenities and additions and things that need to be refurbished at both of those areas. And then there's always a small wish list of basketball courts that need to be resurfaced, and a number of different recreational facilities that have small projects that could be funded by CPA. So it'll really depend on the community and the community preservation plan that we develop as a city from public input.
The CPA was also adopted in Springfield, Holyoke, and Boston. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.